Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Tom. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City, Intimate Encounters. I'm your host, your boy, Cass. What's up, got Miss Toya with me. Miss Toya, what's up, baby?
What's up? How you doing?
Tama, what's good? I'm doing good, baby. You know me, chilling. Tama, what's up? I guess Tama is... Yeah, Tama being Tama. What's
asshole.
Good tonight, baby? Asshole, straight asshole. So what's good tonight, baby? What we got on the agenda tonight? What we gonna holler about?
We finna holler about love and lust, honey.
Love and lust, okay. Sounds good to me. Love and lust, okay. Now, let me ask you. Do you know the difference?
To me, lust is just going out there to fuck some, right? Just fucking nothing, know nothing, right? And love is when you actually caring about that person and you want to be with them and all that other good stuff that go along with that.
Ooh,
me personally,
okay.
I'm in a lust mode. I don't want to be in love with nobody. If I call you and you're there, we fuck you, go on about the business, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Tommy, you back with us, dog?
Yeah, man, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. You ain't got to sound so vicious in your voice, man. Relax.
What up, the first time?
Well, okay, well, we didn't hear you, brother. Sorry about that. Love and lust, man. Which one do you like?
Man, I prefer to be in love, man.
No.
I would prefer to be in love, in a loving relationship. Because anybody can fuck, man.
Okay, now y'all keep saying that. I mean, I understand what y'all saying. I mean, lust is not love. But, I mean, at some point in time, man, there's been no one that you just lust after.
Well, of course.
Okay. Who is it? Who was it? Who did you lust for?
For me, it was this girl named Lenore.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, did you ever get her?
Nope.
Never got her?
I did. Nope.
So do you still got that lust in your heart for her?
I don't know, man. Probably not.
So if you seen her right now, she... And she's still looking right now. She's still looking right. I mean, you wouldn't have that lust in your heart for her?
If I saw her right now, probably.
Right now. And
probably. I would probably go at it real, real hard.
Your ass it is, William.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Hey, I mean, seriously. Okay, so let me ask you. Who do you lust for? And we're not going to use no celebrities. Call him out.
That means you can't use Father Time.
You're an asshole. No, I'm not. Okay. I cannot call him out. But there is this one guy. If I send him a text message, I already know we finna do it, and I'm good.
So that's
ain't
the
no,
part
we in a, yeah, we ain't in no relationship. I see you out with your baby mama. You know, out with the kids. Hey, how you doing? Might send you a text message about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, say you come on over. You already know what it is. It is what it is.
Okay, so do that lust, do you think, okay, let me just ask about him. Do you think that lust would ever change into love?
You know what? I don't.
I'm out.
I don't know because.
Holler at Time about that.
Time.
What's up? I'm here. Holler at your boy.
The lust change to love? I don't know. That's like a
I think if you be around that person enough, it could turn into love. It really could.
Okay. Now, I've been around this person for the last 5 years, and we cool. We like best friends.
You ain't got no type of feelings for this man at all. Just straight
sex. I mean,
if
something happened to him, I would really be hurt. But other than that, I'm cool on him. It is what it is. I know my position out of playing his life, and he know his position he playing that.
Okay, let's say he broke up with his woman.
Uh-huh.
And y'all been messing around for 5 years now. He come, you be like, look, I'm tired of messing around. I want to give it a go. What's up?
Right, and I told him no.
You going to tell him no?
I did tell him no. We're good the way we are. Why would you want to mess that up?
Well, maybe he want more than just the way y'all are.
You go from lusting, trying to love somebody, it causes a lot of confusion. It throws you off me, in my opinion.
But it can happen.
I never said it couldn't happen to somebody else. But me, personally, at this point in my life, that's not what I'm looking for. I don't want to be in love with nobody but my kids.
Okay. Hey. To each his own is what I say.
Amen.
But I would prefer love over lust any day.
Why? I guess.
I mean, love fulfills you. Lust don't.
Then you
lust
find
fulfills
something
you for that you night. But love lasts for years, forever.
Really?
Hold on. Hold on. We got somebody new to the show. Callie.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, baby.
Hey. But love does not last forever.
Thank you, my girl. What a damn button neck. There you go, girl.
Hmm.
Who is
I'm
this?
Tell you. My name is Kelly.
Your name is
Yay!
Kelly.
Yes, it is.
Where you call it from, Kelly?
California.
You call it from California? You ain't called from no California. Do I know you?
No, you don't know me.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, you know, I got a sister named Kelly. I'm just wondering if that was you. That's all.
No, that's not me, sweetie. Now, what were you saying?
You said love don't last forever.
No, it doesn't.
So you're saying if you fall in love with somebody, you can completely fall out of love with that person?
Hell yeah.
That's not true.
Kelly, my girl. Thank you, Kelly. I'm glad to know I ain't the only one out there that feel that way. Thank you.
Yes, it
once
can
you
be
fall
done.
Out of love, you never fall out of love. You may stop caring about that person.
Oh, you fall out of love.
You sure do.
But you're going to always have love in your heart for that person.
Not necessarily.
While I love. That's right. Just like a plane fall out of sky, motherfucker, you will fall out of love real quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't,
but it
y'all
also depends on how that person used to treat you. So that's why I'm saying love don't last forever.
Okay, y'all got somebody new on the line. Y'all got Janine on the line. Janine, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Janine.
Now, what you got?
Y'all hit Janine off with that question.
What?
The question
love
is
love.
Right.
And the
I'd
question
rather
is,
be in...
do love last forever?
Well, I'd rather be in love.
Thank
and
you. You don't need to say nothing else.
What?
That's all I need to hear. I got somebody on my team.
No,
oh,
you need to love last forever.
No,
if you're
love
with one person doesn't last forever.
No.
I believe that it may not have been meant to be in the first place. Maybe that's not the person we should have been in love with in the first place. That wasn't the person meant for us. That's why the love didn't last.
Right.
That's how I look at it. You know, that's how I look at it. But I would still rather be in love than just lusting for someone.
Yeah, I'd rather be in love, too. I ain't got time for this lusting shit.
But
you already know men ain't going to act right, so.
It's about acting right. So you telling me.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, bro. Yeah, go ahead. You
Janine,
got
to Janine, you telling me.
What?
Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love?
Yes,
been in love
I've
somebody,
been in
right?
Yes, I have.
And right now, today, right now, you don't love that person at all, not one ounce. You ain't got no love for them at all. Nothing.
There are people that I have told I love them,
oh.
And no, I don't have no inkling of love for them, no.
I'm talking about this person that you were in love with for real.
The person who I was in love with for real, yes, I still love them today right now.
All right, you ain't nothing else to be said.
Okay, how long
you
were you with them?
Huh?
How long were you with them?
I've known them almost since, like, high school.
Okay, but did they treat you good?
Yeah.
Now, that's what I said. It depends on how that person treated you. You might can love them forever.
Now,
but you still could be with, you could be in love with somebody and they dogged you out and you can fall out of love with them.
I don't.
Okay. Hold on. We got somebody new to lie. I got my man, Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy?
What up? What's happening?
What's going on, man?
I hate to say it. Tama, I got to agree with the ladies. I'm all about the love.
Oh, dog, what you doing?
Thank you. Yay, there go another one.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
One, I'm too young to be looking for love. I'm all about the love. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I am.
In and out. In and out.
And I'm going to keep on trying until I find that right love, too. I ain't going to give up yet.
You're damn right. I'm with you.
Jimmy. Have you ever been in love before? Have you ever loved someone? Now, today, right now.
Have I loved anybody?
You still got love for that person?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, all right, then. I rest my case.
No, I keep on resting your case. Exactly.
You still got love for him.
I still got love for that person, but because of what that person did, makes me want to.
Thank you.
Love more than anything else. I'm sorry.
No, but see that's not the question though.
Tell me you are being your favorite word.
The question.
The question
the
is. Somebody said that you can fall out of love.
You can.
I'm saying
like
that
a plane out the sky.
If you truly love someone, you're going to always love that person no matter what. Y'all may not be together. You may not be together. Y'all might be living separate lives, but you're going to always love that person. Always.
No, that's not true.
It's so not, because I fell out of love with my ex-boyfriend, and I love him to death.
Yeah, you were never in love with him. I'm talking about true love.
It was true love.
Okay.
Simon, what about
hold
you?
Hold on.
You still in love with somebody?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, see, who is it? Your baby mama?
Hell no.
Hell
no. You turned out of war. Hey, hey.
I think they got you on that one, dog.
Only Sin City, baby. Only Sin City.
So who is it you still in love with, man?
My ex-wife, man.
Still love your ex-wife. Okay, yeah. Well, all right, that's understandable.
I
mean, you paid enough for the wedding. That's understandable.
Hi.
Wow.
What you say about my wedding, man?
God damn.
What you say about my wedding? What did you say about my wedding?
Yeah, I said
you paid
enough
for the wedding. So you could still be in love.
Well,
but
I
did your ex-wife,
love,
did she treat you good?
To a certain point.
Oh, okay.
That's a good question.
But she didn't do anything really, really reckless to you, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Oh.
But you still
love.
Well, I guess, it's, you know what, I'm going to put it like this. It's different strokes for different folks. But I'm still going to say love does not last forever, whether you're truly in love or not. Because I'm a witness to that.
Hello.
Woo!
So you just rather go around lusting for people?
No.
I'm not lusting for nobody
because I'm not lusting for nobody else. Because every time I lust, it always be somebody else's man. I'm going to wait to find my own king.
So it won't be no more lusting for me. Well, what you doing in the meantime?
I'm not doing anything. I'm sorry.
Find them.
I'm not doing anything. I'm keeping my legs closed until I find the right man.
There you go.
Hi.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well,
I don't know how many years it's
going
to take.
Let me ask y'all a question. I'm going to ask y'all a question. Okay. You could be in love with somebody, but can y'all go through the lusting type motions?
Who are you talking to?
I mean, I'm anybody. I'm going to start with Janine. Can you love somebody and still just go through the lusting type motions?
I think you can.
Okay, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with going through the lusting type motions.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. But see, if you're looking for that person, you don't need to be doing all of that. You need to be trying to find that love in that person.
Is that right?
Mhm. Who said
that?
I don't know. I don't know about the rest of them, but I'm tired of lusting. I'm looking for love. I'm like Janine. I'm looking for love. She'd rather have love. I'd rather have love.
Okay, so in the meantime, Kelly, how long have you been lusting?
Yeah, well, she already said she keeping her legs closed. Liar.
Oh, I am. Believe me.
So until you find this love that you're looking for, what are you doing?
Everything else.
I'm not going to be doing anything because I'm serious.
Okay, then.
Did somebody say everything else?
No, yeah. It's not everything else. It's hard.
I'm sorry,
it's like Callie. Every
time. I'm sorry, Callie. Go ahead. What you were saying, baby?
Love don't love nobody. Hello.
Shit. Okay, now everybody can't be bitter towards love. Tom, I'm going to be on your side. I believe love is out there.
All right.
It is, man. You just got to find it.
Okay.
That's the thing. You got to hold on to it. All right,
so if you love somebody,
so...
My father, go ahead.
Okay, so my thing is, okay. Y'all saying love and lust and this, that, and other. Now, I mean, okay, what's the difference? I mean, how can you tell the difference? How can you tell when you're in love with somebody and when you're just lusting for them?
Who you ask? I answer that for you, dog. Lust, you just trying to get hold on, listen to me now. When you lusting, you're just trying to get a nut. When you in love, you're trying for both of y'all to get a nut. That's the difference.
So you mean to tell me every rip with your wife, not trying to get in your personal business, but every rip with your wife, you actually, I'm not going to stop until she get hers.
That was the plan, but it didn't always work.
Hold on. So, now be honest with yourself now. So, you mean to tell me not one night that she woke you up when you knew you had to be at work in the morning and you was just like, okay, I'm just finna hit this and let go my ass back to sleep. Not one night.
There was nights like that, but you not understand what I'm saying. When you lusting, you just out for you. When you in love, you out for you and your partner. That's what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Lust is just a quick fuck. You see somebody on the street like, damn, I gotta try to get that. You go holler at him, you hit it, and you gone. But when you love somebody, it's different.
Tiffany ain't nothing about my fucking quick, so.
You're missing the whole point, man. When you love somebody, y'all.
Give him the point. I gotta go make a run.
Listen to me. When you love somebody, it's about you and that person. When you love them, it's about you.
I agree with that 100%. I do.
Thank you.
If you're looking for love, then you're trying to satisfy somebody. When you're lusting, you have to get what you're going to get.
Exactly.
I don't agree with you.
On the radio show.
Free. And I'm having a damn good time lusting. I can guarantee you that. I'm having a damn good time lusting.
But don't you get tired of that?
You don't want no type
no,
of love.
No, I don't, because like I said, last relationship I had ended up bad. So I'm not looking for another relationship right now. And once I got out that relationship and I started lusting, oh, God, it's going to be a long time before I stop lusting and get into another relationship. I can guarantee
you. All right, now let me ask you a question that we were talking about earlier. Do you
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you ask that question, sorry to cut you off, brother. We got somebody new to the line. Brown right. Sugar, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Well, tonight's topic is love or lust.
I've been in love before, and like they said, love don't last.
Find that background, man.
That was me. I'm on it.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm sorry, Brown Sugar. I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat what you said?
I said I would say lust because I have been in love 3 times and love don't last. I'm like the ladies.
Thank you.
You don't love neither. You don't love neither one of them. You got no love for neither one of them right now.
Yes, I do. Two of them I do.
So even though you're not with them, you still love them.
I still love them. But then the part with lust, because I could call you up to fuck and send you on about your way.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Fuck you right now and see you in the club at 10 o'clock and don't even speak to you.
There you go.
It was for a moment I was lusting for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Keep it to moving.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you and Jimmy a question.
Oh,
this is what me and Miss Toy were talking about earlier. Do you think lust can turn into love?
But I ain't know now.
No.
I mean, you and this dude been messing
now,
around.
One of the guys I was with that I was in love with, you know, I do lust them. I do lust for him, but I don't even want him not to be my man. He ain't shit. But he could fuck.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. There you go.
A good
okay,
fuck.
Okay.
Nothing's not about anything else. about the fuck.
Sin City.
But see, that's it's my baby daddy, so.
It is what it is. Hey, lust is about the fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so now let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask everybody a question. Now, which do you prefer? Do you prefer somebody to lust for you or to love you? I mean, if you just meet this person, I mean, as far as the ladies go, they everything y'all looking for. I mean, physically, sexually, but you continue to live in your life. Would you really want this guy to pursue you in a intent of love or just lust? Toy, I'm going to start with you.
You know what you're going to say.
Lust me, baby. I'm good.
Love is pussy
at the end of the day. Love comes and goes. Oh, fuck, I can send you on your way and be done with that. I'm cool with you. Goodbye.
Okay.
I saw
that coming a mile away.
All right.
You know what,
Janae? Janae.
Yes.
Okay, which one do you prefer? You rather form you rather for somebody to lust after you or love you?
If that's all I'm looking for is for him to lust me, then yeah, that's all I want him to do. But it depends on the person. I can tell if this is somebody I want to be with. If that's somebody I want to be with, yeah, I'm not gonna want him. I want him to love me. It depends on what I want.
Well, after seeing your pictures, I'm lusting for you.
A whole lot of people do.
There you go.
It's what I love for, not what y'all love for.
Oh. All right, go ahead, man. My bad.
Hey, man, go ahead and knock yourself out. I mean, I see you got into your moment.
No, go ahead and finish your question, man. You got a couple other people left.
Oh, okay. So, okay, well, Jimmy, what you think? You rather somebody lust for you or somebody love you?
I'm all about the love. Sorry, I'm all about the love. Saw that one coming, too. Yeah, well, it is what it is. I'm a tramp. What the fuck can I tell you? It is what it is.
Well, hey, at least be honest. Shelly,
yeah,
what about you? Shelly? Shelly, I ain't here no more. Shelly, you still here with us? Guess not. I mean, so pretty much it's like we pretty much torn here. We got people who want to be lustful. We got some people who want to be loved.
You didn't ask me, man.
Oh, Lord.
We know what your answer is. We know what your answer is.
Oh, all right.
All right. Well, go ahead, man. I need to see something. You go ahead.
I want love.
I'm just
shocked. Ain't nothing wrong with finding that special person. Nothing. I'd like to say that thing.
We never said it was.
What you fall in love with the person you're lusting? Then what? Then what you gonna do? Just quit.
What do you do until you find this love that all y'all keep saying y'all looking for? What are y'all doing in the meantime? Dagging off?
Fucking everybody.
Don't knock the thing aside.
They're in denial, right?
You can still go out there and have sex with other people while you're looking for love. You know what I'm saying?
This is the love, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I guess you could call it love.
I just caught you up in the asshole moment. There you go.
Hey, I just agreed with you.
I know.
You call that love.
Hey, hello, people.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. We got somebody new on the line, man.
Hello.
Yeah, we got Rashida on the line. Rashida, are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Hi, everyone.
Nice topic.
Hey.
It's a nice topic. Love or lust? Which do you prefer?
I would definitely want someone to love me. I don't want nobody lusting after me.
No.
Because it's not real. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
We know that. The lusters agree. It's not real. We get that. We know.
Okay. So what's the problem?
That's what we want. We don't want the real. Good
y'all don't want
real.
The real? Y'all want the fake?
Real
you want the fake?
We didn't say
well, you get over your hearts and continue to love somebody else new, right?
Yeah, sure. In fairy tale land with gumdrop houses and lollipop lanes and shit, but it doesn't quite work that way. I'm sorry, that's just not life.
Just don't quite work that way. Okay. Okay.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you think you can, if you love somebody, do you think you can fall out of love with that person? Or do you think you can always?
Of course.
Let me finish.
Uh-huh.
Now, you was in love. You ain't with this person no more. Do you just stop loving them or do you continue to love them?
You continue to love them. But it depends on what they've done to you. For you to fall out of love with them.
What I'm saying,
though, right?
You always have love for them, though. Once you love somebody, you're going to always have love for them, right?
Correct.
Okay. So
you can love somebody, but not be in love with that person.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
All right.
Okay,
I'm on the road.
Up, we got a new one on the line. We got a new one on the line. We got Ms. D. Ms. D, what's up, baby?
What's up, Zach?
What's going on? What's going on? All right, tonight's topic, love or lust. Which do you prefer?
Love.
Okay. Well, I heard you. So you wouldn't want a man to lust after you at all, right?
Why would I? That's a sin.
Oh,
oh Lord.
That's
a sin.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Let me ask you a question.
What's
that? Can you get the two mistaken? Can you get love and lust mistaken for one another? I mean, have you ever thought you was in love with a person, but in all actuality, it was only lust?
Yes. And then it go away. Love don't go away.
That's my whole point.
Lust is temporary.
Lust will leave you.
For
the moment.
Yeah, lust will leave you somewhere with your feelings hurt and your panties dry.
Yeah.
That's what it
is. Your panties will still be wet.
So you're breaking up.
Okay.
No, we can't understand. No, you're
saying,
bro.
Who wants somebody to lust over them just for the moment? Then after it's gone, then what? You might sit there and fantasize and think I'm somebody else too. Shit.
I'm gonna let Jimmy answer that. Jimmy.
Oh, we got
Jimmy still on the
booth.
Jimmy on the booth.
I'm here.
Jimmy. Jimmy, you
here?
I'm here. Okay, I want you to answer these questions. These said something
one
about
second,
the
one second, one second, one second, one second, one second, one second, one second. I didn't know fucking booth.
Okay.
I got a payment plan. I've been paying it for 8 years. Trust me, I ain't no fucking booth. What's wrong with what you're saying?
You been what?
Quick talking motherfuckers. I don't know fucking boo phone. I have my pants down. I've been looking phone lines every other fucking night.
If you even pay your bill.
Let's move on. What's your question?
Okay, now D, we're going to go back to the question. What was the statement you made again, D?
I don't want nobody lusting over me. Lust is for the moment.
Love you too.
Okay. Judy, you agree with
no,
that?
Love,
I mean,
no, it's not.
True love is not.
Wait a minute. Hold on, everybody. I want Jimmy to answer that. I'm pitching that to my man Jimmy. Jimmy, do you agree that lust is just for the moment?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay.
Do.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Just for the moment. Yeah, it is for the moment. Yeah, but you go from one moment to the next.
Okay. You go on from the next one to the next. I've
never
stopped. Hey, you gotta respect the man's opinion. We got somebody new on the line. Sean, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's going on? Tonight's topic, love or lust? Love or lust? Which one do you prefer?
Both.
You said both?
I can't hear.
Sean.
So, I said love.
Oh.
Oh.
I said love.
You prefer love over lust? Okay,
you
nobody
want
to ask you today.
Down in love.
Okay,
down.
Wait. Okay, hold on. You know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, all right? We're going to sort everything out, see what we need to see what's wrong, and we're going to hit off with a song, and then we'll be back. Hopefully everything, all this access stuff will be gone.
Hopefully
right,
the booth calls will hang up.
Hello, Miss Thor.
Yeah.
Hey, hit us off with a song or something. So we can get ahead things straightened out here.
You gonna sing?
You say what now?
Is she gonna sing? Because we still, y'all still alive.
No.
We still here with y'all.
I just told her hit us off with a song, man.
Oh. I know.
Hello? Oh.
Hello?
Yo.
You got me on mute or something?
No, man. Were you back on? Just
hello?
Had a little technical difficulty. No, I'm saying hello. You on?
All right. Janine, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Jimmy, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Sean? I'm here. Sean, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, who did I miss? Who did I miss? All right. I got a question for the ladies. We're going to start with Janine. Janine, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Does size matter?
Yeah.
I'm going to answer that one for her.
Wait a minute, it ain't your turn yet. Janine, does size really matter?
Yes, size matters.
Why?
It matters.
Well,
it just does.
Okay, what?
Come to
what,
me so I can answer it for.
Well, hold on, woman. All right. Okay, Janine, let me ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ideal size for you?
Wow.
Sick. Fast.
I would rather have it fat than long.
So you'd rather have it thick?
I like the thickness more than I like the length.
So you looking at that 360 times pi? Hey, I'm a college graduate. I just took geometry, so. All right. We're going to move on to Sean. Does size matter?
Yes, it does. It's got to be thick, long, and then it's got to have a hook.
Wow.
Dang.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man. I heard something about with a hook. I missed out. What was that?
I said I like them thick, long, and with a hook.
Is that him talking?
That's Sean talking.
Oh, I thought that was Abel again.
Man, I was thinking on Abel, dude. What's wrong with that?
I forgot to tell you. Abel's on the show, man. Abel just got here. Hey, Abel.
What's up, bro? Now, back to Sean.
What's going on?
All right. Let's calm down, y'all. Calm down. Sean.
Uh-huh.
You say you like it thick, long, and with a hook?
Yeah, with the hook. The hook is, that just seals the deal.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Have you found that yet? All three?
Yes, in the past.
Okay. Now, what's the ideal size for you? Janine like them thick.
I like mass to be thick and long and with a hook.
Well, how long is long? 6, 7, 8, 12, 15.
Right. Give me about 7 and I'm good.
Wow.
7. Okay, now let's go to Kelly. Kelly, you still with us?
I can't answer that question right now.
Why?
Because she with a 2-inch tiny whiner.
I have a customer at work.
Oh, well, hey, the customer might fit the bill.
Oh, no.
You might hear what you're talking about and be like, shit, baby, I got that right now. You ain't got to do no more
cooking. I know that's right.
Go ahead, clock out.
I'm gonna have to go with sign without the hook. And you gonna say do size matter? Heck yeah. Who wants some every time they get up and you got to cross your legs around and squeeze them the whole time up? black specimen to be falling up out of there.
Oh, man.
You have to wrap your legs around them to hold. Mm-mm. To hold you in. No. Yes, it does matter. You got time to be babysitting.
Okay, baby. Okay, calm down. Now I got to go to the fellas. Jimmy, you still with me, dog? Jimmy?
I'm here.
All right, what you prefer, man? You prefer a thick one or a slim one? You
want to
shave?
One.
Huh?
Thick one, shave. Yes.
You want a fat one that shaved?
you said thick. Now, I wasn't talking about your wife. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't.
Oh, wow. Do you want one of them fat ones that hang down and just look like a big ass fist?
Yeah, I did. Where did this come from? Wait a minute.
All right.
I know what you asked at first.
I mean, this conversation went totally awry.
Shit, you seem easily upset. What type of shit is this?
I ain't talking about her weight, dog.
You talking about the pussy. Do you like
Thank
a fat
you.
Pussy?
Thank you.
Yeah,
I mean, we're on the same level.
Do you like one that need Rogaine? What kind?
I don't want nothing tight, though.
One that got the afro. What you like?
You say you don't want nothing tight?
No, nothing tight.
No.
You don't know walls, right?
No, I have a hard time getting it in there. That's the problem.
Oh, my.
Hold on, ladies, calm down. Y'all gotta let these men. He ain't cut y'all off, so y'all can't be cutting him off. What you say, Jimmy? Were you done?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I was away, man. What was the question?
Jimmy, where you at?
I'm on the page. I'm on Sin City page.
Sin City69.name.com. Y'all want to take a look at Jimmy? Hey, go to the page.
I'm not hard to find.
All day long. Jimmy don't want it. He don't want nothing tight. If you tight, keep pushing.
And I travel.
He want it loose and juicy.
The second part, I'm lagging.
Loose and juicy, he will travel.
I don't know nothing about loose, man.
Abel, you still here?
I'm here, alive and clear.
All right, Abel,
you know, what you like?
What you like,
what?
Abel?
Tight.
Well, I've tried a couple of them before, and at first, my preference was a big, nice, juicy, fat butt kind of lady. But I've changed that to flexibility, and I like them slim. But I don't like a big pussy, though. You know, that's a problem for me. You know, because there's a lot of big fat pussies out there that will make you swim. I don't like those kinds. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold up, everybody. I know just what he want. I know what you want, Abel.
We got a big ass dick and a hurricane
coming. That's
what
Abel's speed.
What?
We're going to leave that alone, though.
Abel said he don't want to be swimming.
Nah, I don't like to jump in the pool.
All you
do, don't want to jump in the pool.
Y'all can't
no, I don't want to jump in. I don't want to jump in the swimming pool. I'm sorry.
Well, Abel, I mean, if you got a big enough flotation device, you're gonna be all right.
What? Said I get this?
I said if you got a big enough flotation device, you're gonna be all right.
Well, I mean, I agree with, you know, maybe you could send that to the dude that lost the travel. I don't love to travel. You know, I'm just that kind of guy who just left my stuff to be the way I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. You make your choice, and you stick with your choice. That's what I'm trying to do. I know what I want, and I go after what I want, and when I get it, ooh, baby, 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 yeah.
Mantello on the rampage. Nelson Mantello to the day, your ass, bro.
Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Abel, there's a flaw in your plan, brother. There's a flaw in your plan, man.
First of all,
you know what she got? Until you won't know what she got until you put it in.
That's
what you're going to do.
Well, I mean, hey, there's, you know how sometimes there's a turn off. You go looking for what you want, right? Or, you know, like you go into the market to buy what you want to buy, and then you take it home to prepare to eat, right? And then all of a sudden you realize that that's not what you wanted to buy. So you wrap it up real nicely and put it in the garbage and call it a day and go look for another one. That's what I do.
All right. Okay. I ain't mad at
okay,
you.
Hey, check this out, man. Check this out, man. We got something. Hey, check this out. I want to introduce something new to the show as of starting next week. y'all ladies, feel me? Now check this out. What I want y'all to do, I want y'all to be sexy next week. All right? So we're gonna introduce something called Cash Chronicles. You know what I'm saying?
Cash Chronicles.
Oh, Lord.
Abel, you at it again?
No, man.
Yeah, he is. Look, that green machine shit.
You guys are crazy, man.
Now, Abel over there letting that green machine tickle the shit out of him for some damn reason.
It's up to him.
Green machine? What type of shit?
Yeah.
April has an addiction to the green machine.
Okay, hold on. Before I even talk about that, I see we got somebody new. We got my man Big on the show. Big, what's up, baby?
Hey, what it do, man? What's going down?
What's up, man?
Chilling, Big.
I got a question for you, Big.
Go ahead.
How you like it, man? How you like it? You like them big? You like them shade, slim, what? How you like
it? Well, I like him shaved. I know I like it shaved.
The size of it matter to you?
Size.
Yeah. But she gotta have a big one, or she gotta have a small one? What?
You know what, she just gotta have one, that's all.
Oh, Big, nah, baby. So Big.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, God. I like that answer, Big. I like that answer.
He said, Big, smile, we
gonna
take them all.
That's right.
Well, my man Abel said he don't want to swim, Big. You got a problem with swimming?
There ain't nobody fucking with Abel.
I'm talking to Big, though. Big. Abel said he don't want to swim. You got a problem with swimming?
Well, I have never been swimming. I can't swim.
I know that's right.
Wow. That means you're a man, then.
Tell him, Big, we fill up the pool. We ain't got to worry about swimming. We fill up the pool.
Oh, gosh.
So you can float us some.
All right, go ahead with your Cash Chronicles, man.
All right, check this out. We got this new thing next week called Cash Chronicles, right? We gonna get an in-depth life with your boy now. We gonna get up close and personal. All right? Is that cool with the ladies? Can we do that?
Yep.
Ladies.
Yep.
Ladies. Wait a minute, hold up. I you know what? I've been neglecting my friend all night. Felicia, you here with me, baby?
Yeah, y'all full of shit. I pushed one a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Felicia, that's not me working the switchboard tonight. That's time when you hear it. Hey, Felicia.
I kind of figured it was his ass, but that's okay, though.
I'm not even on the switchboard tonight.
Once I seen you, you know I had to acknowledge you. Hey, but check this out. We're going to do this thing called Cast Chronicles. It's in the tradition of, I mean, all y'all women, y'all done read the, y'all women done read the Zane books and all that, right?
Fucking around, man.
Man, I'm finna get the bitch and the motherfucker in 1 minute tonight. I'm going to be nice right now. Like I was saying. I'm talking to the ladies. I'm not talking to the hard legs. I'm talking to the ladies. Ladies. Y'all read the Zane books, right? I don't know ladies read the Zane books. Janine.
Yes.
You read the Zane books, right?
Yeah, I read them.
Okay, so now this is what the Cast Chronicles going to be. I'm going to set it off. Like I said, I want y'all, I need my ladies to be real sexy next week. Real sexy. Because I'm going to set it off and I'm going to put y'all in that mood. And after that, I want y'all to follow suit. I want y'all to give me a version of the y'all chronicles of y'all life that, you know, Felicia, I know you got that diary, right?
Oh, don't try to give me no attention. Nah, I ain't got shit to say tonight. I'm just listening.
Oh, Felicia, now you know I'm not gonna do you like that, baby. You know that's not me. That was that asshole. That wasn't me.
Blame the black man. Everybody else do.
Well, him or the African, either or.
No, I don't have no diary.
Oh gosh.
All right, check this out. Next week, Cast Chronicles. We're gonna introduce that to the show. I wanna know what y'all ladies think about it. All right, we gonna do that next week. Time is back on you.
Oh, now it's back on me. Felicia. Hey, Felicia, I
Felicia,
apologize.
You like
I ain't trying to hear nothing you got to say. Go ahead and ask somebody else some questions because I ain't got nothing to say tonight.
Wow. It wasn't me. You know, I don't do nothing but show you love. You know that, right?
Whatever.
All I do is show you love every week.
Now, there's plenty of people out here tonight. Y'all got a real live party going on tonight, so it's other people you can talk to tonight, timer.
We want to get you involved. My night is not the same if I don't talk to you.
I'm just listening. I like to listen sometimes. I mean, I wanted to say something earlier, but I ain't got shit to say, so talk to somebody else.
No, Felicia, don't act like that. Speak your mind, baby. Speak your mind. Come on now. You know we always on the same page. Speak your mind. What is it that you want?
I don't have anything to say now. The topic that I pushed one on was like 4 or 5 topics ago, so I don't have anything to say right now.
Wow. See, Tammy, you always fucking some shit up. Let you do the show one time and you didn't do fucking all the shit.
Put that shit on me.
God.
Put it on me, bro. Sometimes you got to man up and take that shit yourself.
We going back to the regular thing now. Back to producer Hugo. Try to let you do something one time. God damn. Now you got to finish my head.
He's
anyway.
Always mad at me. That ain't nothing new.
I ain't mad. I'm just listening.
Yeah, okay. Well, can I ask you one question?
Hell no.
You might want to move on, man. She ain't hung up, so just move on.
All right, Big, what's on your mind, man? Talk to me. Big?
Yo, hold on. Yeah,
what's on your mind, man? Talk to me. What you got for me?
Well, you know, I was just sitting back listening, man. You know, I ain't much on the mind right now, man. I'm just sitting back chilling today.
All right, Jimmy, what you got for me? Jimmy, you still here?
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Hello?
Okay, Jimmy gone too, huh? Janine, what you got?
What you mean, what I at?
You got something you want to talk about? I'm giving you opportunity. I'm giving you the opportunity to say what's on your mind.
I don't got nothing on my mind. My man is ready to give me an attorney. I didn't find my son's father. That's where my man is.
Wow.
You found him? Was he missing?
God. What you say?
Was he missing? You found him?
Yeah, I found him.
So he was. You want child support out your ass?
Nah, he's some big rapper now opening acts for Trey Songz. He needs to give me some tickets or some shit or something. You need to give me something.
Ain't
Mutton
Jeff, is
it? Huh?
I said ain't
Mutton
Jeff, is it?
Who?
No,
word,
that's
not. No, that's not him.
I just happened to see them on Facebook said they was opening up for Trey Songz too. Now, damn, how many people opening up for Trey Songz tonight?
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me go to Sean. Sean, you still here? Is Sean still here? Sean?
Yes, sir.
What you got?
Somebody's
going
down the construction truck.
Sean, what's on your mind? What you want to talk about?
Talk about, I don't know. How many of y'all only ever had to fake an orgasm?
No. That's what we want to talk about.
That's a good question. Why do women fake them anyway?
To pump y'all head up. And make y'all think like y'all doing so y'all can buy us some shit. I can fake one right now on the phone. And ain't nobody even here.
But you know what, though? You know what? When you do that, when you do that, you'll never be satisfied because you got him thinking that he already satisfying you, so he ain't going to try harder.
If he ain't satisfying me, we ain't going to be together too much longer anyway.
Mm. All right. Shoot. I mean, all y'all have fake ones? I have never faked one. I'm just curious to know. Have y'all had the fake one before?
I did.
Yeah.
Janine, I have a couple of times. Yeah.
Wow.
Why did you do it?
Because I wanted to hurry up and get it over with. I'll let the more that y'all hear y'all think y'all really truly doing something. When I'm sitting over there, got my head looking at the damn clock, like, okay, this nigga better hurry the fuck up. Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Kelly? You had you fake one before, Kelly? Is Kelly still here?
Kelly. I want to know why y'all men run off and get married and still want to cheat.
I don't know. I never cheated on my wife.
Whatever. And then you get mad when somebody tell you, nah, dude, you married. I'm cool on you. It's like that. Like, you can't believe that somebody would turn you down. Are you serious?
I don't know. I don't know. I never cheated on my wife.
Somebody just not gonna turn them down.
Huh?
That's all they doing.
I say you just need to find somebody that ain't gonna turn them down.
See, but why if you're married? See, that go back to that love and that lust. That love is some bullshit. See?
No, that's garbage. You know what, Big? Are you still here?
I'm still there, man.
All right, check this out, man. Would you rather be loved or would you rather have a woman lust for you?
Well, you know, I kind of like them both, you know, because if a woman loves you, that means she'll do whatever, you know, whatever for you to help you out. But if a woman lusts for you, that's that sexual thing that everybody needs in a relationship, that lust, you know. That's why men go out and cheat once your lady, you know, lose that lust. You know what I'm saying? When you come home and you wanted a straight fuck you, you know, with your uniform on, that type of shit.
Oh, that's right. This is my man. You walk in the door, you got one foot.
Is we fucking or what?
That's right.
You supposed, she's supposed to say yeah. She's supposed to drop some draws and do what she's supposed to do.
Exactly.
But then when you got it with the rollers all in her hair talking about I don't feel good and the damn cream all on her face and all that shit, I mean, what you supposed to do?
I know that's right.
That's right. You should always fix yourself up. You know, don't come to bed without your hair weave on.
That's when y'all married men or y'all men that's in these committed, quote-unquote, love-filled relationships supposed to go in the bathroom and masturbate, jack off, whatever y'all call it.
Wow.
Whoa. Hold on now. Hold on. Wait a minute. You said that we supposed to go with jack off because y'all don't want to, because y'all ain't looking good?
Yeah, because y'all so in love and in these relationships. Why you going to, you just said that's why y'all go off and cheat. Why cheat if you know what it is at the end of the day? You go in the bathroom and handle your business.
Why don't you better yourself? Then that way I ain't got to go out and cheat.
I'm
just saying. I'm not saying you in general. I'm just saying women, period. I mean, if you know your man wants you looking sexy, come to bed looking sexy sometime. Not all. You ain't got to look sexy every day.
If I gotta come to bed looking sexy, you gotta do more than just come in there and drop your damn boxer shorts. Where my eye candy at?
Shit, nigga.
No,
you know where your eye candy at.
I'm trying to finish it. I'm trying to finish what I'm saying.
Come on.
Now we can go to what's that? Priscilla, get us a stripper pole. I'll dance for you.
Oh, you a dad?
Yeah. I ain't shy.
That ain't what I'm going to do.
What
I'm going to do is, you said where the eye candy at. I'm going to show you I paid the Nipsco bill. That's the eye candy. Now let's get it on and stop all that bullshit talking and let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Hey, he got you there. Jimmy, what you doing on the pole, man?
What's that now?
I said, would you get on the pole, man? Would you strip for?
Shit, why not?
Oh, yay.
Would you get down to 30, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, I'm a team player. I'm all for it.
Oh, there you go. Now, see? Now, all I said, we're willing to do what we got to do. Big say he going to bring this, go build a bed, and that should turn you on right now.
Right.
There you go. Now you have it.
Got that paid.
Well, I don't know about no stripper pole.
See, they're going to be asshole speaking.
They got the ones for the big guys. They got the industrial ones.
You try to slide down the motherfucking pole, man. Fuck around, break my neck.
Okay. What else are you going to do? Can you come in there with some cologne all smelling good, looking good, but you want us to be all clean, shaved, and all that? What you going to do? Since you ain't going to do the pole, tell me what you going to do for me.
Hey, I can shave, too.
Maybe your beard ain't doing shit. Nobody.
Don't shave your beard. Keep your beard. You might can use your beard.
I don't care if a woman's sexy or not, man. If she get naked, then let's do it. I don't give a fuck how she look. Cause when the lights go off, you can't see that shit anyway.
Where the sound effect? Damn.
Like, right, that was real fucked up. Why the hell are you always talking about you this hopeless romantic, but you don't give a fucking woman a chance to do nothing?
No, I'm talking about the one I'm lusting for, not the one I love.
The one you lusting for? You think they want your ashy ass sitting up on them?
Hell no.
Why got to be ashy, man?
I mean, you just quit doing shit for them.
I think you You're starting to get beside yourself, man. You forgetting who you're talking to, bro.
And you just said some
of these. Wait a minute. Hold on, time. We got to get one thing established here. We ain't the same little kids. I ain't that little kid you used to push on, man. I would kick your ass now.
Y'all, stop.
It's a radio show.
Man. Oh, shit. He's been fucking with me for the past 2 weeks. He done made little accusations and threats to me for the past 2 weeks. You know what? I'll kick your ass. It's my car. I took kids in the bucket. Fuck it. Let's take it to the stage.
You better bring it up and we'll keep going. Round one,
motherfucker. Let's go. Now, we can put that on Sin City. We can put a boxing match on Sin City. Now what? I'll call you out.
Lord have mercy.
Let's do it. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Oh.
You shouldn't be scared to get your ass kicked.
You can try, son. You can try.
Well, I got my money on cash.
Of course you do.
You know what? That's your
hater,
because I'm
going to
be right there
for
the
best. You better watch out, boy. Because after I stand over you, I'm going to have to tell you.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
But I still love you. I still love you. You still gonna be my big brother.
All right. Push on with the show, motherfucker. We got people listening, man. You should have been wanting to shake your ass, play big ball.
Shake my ass, ain't that a bitch?
Shake your ass.
Shake my ass. You couldn't think of another comeback other than shake my ass. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Son of a gun. You thought I was
going to... Can I ask a question, y'all?
Yeah, come on,
what's
girl.
Up?
What's up?
Okay, this shot. Which one of y'all the sexiest between Kaz and Father Time? Tell the truth.
Who's the sexiest? You know what? Go to SinCity69.name.com.
I've been on there already, but I'm trying to see what y'all think.
What I think? You think I'm going to say he's sexier than me?
I'm asking the ladies, which one of y'all, who's sexier, y'all, Father Time or Cass?
You know what? I'll tell you what. We'll go down the list. We'll start with Janae.
Who Why is y'all putting us on the spot like this?
Okay, I mean, because this is something we need to know. Me and him have been battling about this for years now. This is something that we just need to get out there, just get it over with.
I'm going to kill all y'all.
See, there you go.
I'm going to go with Cass.
I don't get no fuck.
I don't care if you get no fuck. That's my damn opinions, goddamn it. I'm gonna stick with it.
Oh.
Okay. That's 1-0. That's 1-0. All right, Kelly, you ever been on SinCity69.name.com?
No. I'm from down south, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Your voice is so think you fine.
I think I'm fine.
That's what he thinks.
I
pretty much can tell that you're conceited.
Ain't that something?
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Pick your face up, boy. You just see a crack in the ground.
Shy.
God, please, the fifth. She don't want to answer.
Shine is going to play because she just wanted to know from everybody else. Thanks, y'all.
All right, well, we're going to go to Felicia. Felicia, you want to answer the question or you just not talking still?
Oh, I'll answer the question. I think both of y'all.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, baby. Thank you. I'm scared to go past him because I look at him. He just chomping at the bit to answer the question. Abel, we're not going to ask.
Abel, look at him.
The question don't belong to a dude. So if you ask a dude how sexy I know a dude looks at me, he's a gay. I'm not a gay.
Neither is the green machine.
Well, I mean, motherfucker, they want to buy a green machine. Hey, you suspect. We're not going to say you're gay. We're just going to say you're suspect.
Oh, God.
Tell me you full fact you spin around.
You have it.
You guys are funny. Oh, shit.
Okay, well, we'll end it at, I mean.
Wait a minute. Is that the one that say he got the with no walls? Is that Abel?
Yes.
What? Nah, Abel's the one that likes the green machine.
Okay, he's the one that don't like no walls. They say he likes it all loose, hanging to the ground.
That was Jimmy, wasn't it?
Like chillings and shit. Which one said they like the chillings, the shit all loose, hanging to the ground?
Now, I don't think he quite said he want chillings.
I mean, see, if they hanging, they loose, all hanging to the ground, I'm chillin'.
Tie that shit up.
Well, hold on. Now, that Jimmy.
Tie that shit up.
Oh, that was Jimmy that said he like it loose.
Yeah, that was Jimmy.
I forgot because Jimmy said he packing. I know that's right, like Jimmy. So it got to be loose because
like
you can't fit, huh?
Yeah, I like
it. It's too big. It's too wide. It won't fit. But I get it in.
Well, if you're describing yourself, then, hey, I'm sorry to say, if that's what it is,
what you say? Now my customer gone. I can get loose up in here now. He gone. Now what you just say?
Damn show over. You talking about getting loose now.
Well, I got to go home and go to sleep now. Hi.
No, I'm just joking. Go on, get loose, baby. Get loose.
What time y'all start in?
We ain't in 10 minutes. Jimmy right here. I mean, you want to holler at Jimmy? You know what?
I got
to
get my store together because I got to go to the liquor store.
Damn.
The liquor. Mm. Well, hell, shit. If you loose enough, shit, you going to go to the liquor store and holler at Jimmy.
But, Jimmy, it was nice talking to you. Me and you.
I'm moving all night.
I'm just tripping when somebody asks, do size matter? Were you serious? See, I missed a whole bunch because I was dealing with my customer, so I had to put the phone down. But that's
so. In other words, what you telling me? You need a motherfucker.
I'm big bonded. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit, this whole room get dark.
That's the type of motherfucker you need, right?
Yeah, something like that. Jimmy's talking about. I don't know about no loose cat or nothing, but he said it can't fit, so he needed loose. I mean, you're going to have to train that shit. Go easy on it. Can't be fucking with that loose shit. The loose shit ain't right.
Jimmy, you going to come back?
That's too tight ain't right either. Now, I ain't saying it's too tight. That's supposed to be the good shit.
Uh-huh.
I thought you got to train it.
Not if you
chase. Grease it up a little.
Hell no.
So you ain't trying to get chased up and shit, huh?
Exactly, baby.
I'm myself. There's no point in me getting injured. No point in me going to nothing.
Yeah, I know that's right. You got it right there.
Yeah.
Was that able to say that?
That was dead. What? Said what?
Oh, I thought.
Why are they so hard on you, Abel?
I'll ask that question one more time. They're always, always fucking with me. I don't know what the fuck is going on with you dudes, man.
Y'all better leave Abel alone.
Y'all getting hard?
Why they messing with you, Abel?
Is you getting gangster, Abel?
I don't know
let me come over to steal batteries from you.
What's that say? Wait a minute, y'all said Abel gay?
No, he just likes the green machine. Yeah, Abel just likes the green machine every now and then. That's all.
Well, that's what you assume I like, but you don't know what I like, dude. You always
don't make me archive you.
You always make me archive you, Abel. What? You gonna
archive you, Abel?
How you gonna do that?
Oh, okay. Next week we will have Abel saying he likes the green machine on Ben City Radio.
Oh no.
Now, you want to pull up my card, Abel? I will get down to daddy with your ass.
No, I don't have no green machine, so I don't know what you're talking about. You keep on talking about green machine, here, there, or, you know, whatsoever. I don't have anything called green machine. So maybe
Abel,
you
have Abel, that's because he got it a real name called John or some shit.
Put down speakerphone. How long?
Y'all better leave
people
alone.
Wow.
She done put the whole radio show on hold. I know.
Okay, you ain't got to yell, baby. We can hear you.
Funny.
I'm sorry. Well, you know I got a big mouth. Mm-hmm.
All right, now check this out. We're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. So, you know, we got a lot of people on here, so we're trying to give everybody their little shout out. So we're gonna start with Janine. Janine, what's up, baby? Any shout out? Any last words, comments?
My last words is for us women, we need to learn how to submit. That's what we was put on this earth for, our men. And we just don't wanna submit and do what we're supposed to do. That's all I have to say about that.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Tell
any last words,
babe? Yeah, my comment is, shit, if men do us, we got to turn around and do them. They always say two wrongs don't make no right, but they're a motherfucking lie.
Any last words there?
No. I mean, if there's anybody out there, like, with a hook, give me a call. That's right. Hey, tell her.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
For sure, boo.
I know
that's
you mean
right.
You ain't got no hook?
No, I ain't got no hook. I can't stand another hook. I mean, I got a good piece, buddy. I mean, I ain't found that hook yet.
And I knew this dude with a hook, but I forgot his name. It's been so long.
My number.
Okay. Felicia. Felicia, you got any last words, Felicia?
No, I don't.
You ain't gonna say nothing at all tonight, huh?
I told you I was just listening after Timer showed his ass and didn't let me say what I had to say earlier.
Okay. Well, I'm still glad you called in. All right. Abel, you got any last words, dog?
Nope. Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
I understand. I understand. It takes time. Take time preparation to put some batteries in. My man, Big. What's up, Big?
What's going on?
Any last words, Doc?
Yeah, I got some last words, man. I just wanted to let you know, man. I enjoyed you and Father Time show, man. I enjoyed the ladies, man. And I'm trying to grow a hook for old girl. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna work on that hook tonight. I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna slam my shit in the door or something. I don't know how I'm gonna get it, but I'm gonna get that hook. I'm gonna get that goddamn hook. I'm working on that shit. By next week, I'm gonna have that hook. Where the hell you gonna be at?
Oh shit. Jimmy, last words, man.
Yeah.
These last words, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, it's a
We gotta get these tramps out of here, but I guess I'm the tramp for the night, so I can't get myself out of here, so it is what it is.
Alright. Ms. Toy, what's up, baby?
Hello?
Ms. Toy?
Yeah,
what's
he
up,
on
baby?
My last word. That's mine. Good night.
Okay. All right. Donovan.
I like it. I like it.
What up, man?
Any last words, dog?
Yeah, man, I got some last words, man. At least it wasn't me. I wouldn't ignore you.
Right. Like that,
so
y'all, guess what? Time you asshole for that.
What me?
Asshole. Asshole.
You go
I don't care.
Asshole.
Mr. Asshole. Mr.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
All
right, check this out.
What in the world? Wait a minute.
Check this out, man. Like I said, next week we're going to introduce the Cash Chronicles. We're going to get busy. Like I said, we're going to get the women. I want all women on there sexy. We're going to do the damn thing. Hey, love y'all. Did a nice show. Peace. We holler at y'all next week.
We'll get back Tuesday.
Welcome to the wonderful